Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hostetler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting second. The center fielder, Hal Epps. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. And now, play ball. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo takes first base on ball four. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ross, who is chasing the ball. Clary reaches third base with a triple. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Burns. Outlaw reaches second base with a double. Higgins goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross bunts towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. Outlaw moves to third. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Outlaw scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Richards moves to second. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoover strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Charlie Metro now playing center field. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a line drive into center field. Epps picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Epps. York moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins is walked intentionally. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a fly ball into center field. Metro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Clary hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-0 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clary fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-1 in the game. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0-for-1 in the game. Epps takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ross. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Epps moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Epps scores. There goes McQuinn trying to get to home. Outlaw throws the ball into Hoover, who relays the ball to Richards, who tags McQuinn, who's trying to score from second, for the out. One out. It's 2-1, Tigers. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metro, who is chasing the ball. Moore reaches third base with a triple. Stevens scores. It's Tigers, 2, Browns, 2. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Baker reaches second base with a double. Burns moves to third. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns scores. Baker moves to third. It's 4-2, Browns. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Trout. Baker scores. Hayworth moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Browns. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Clary strikes out. Two outs. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Epps hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoover hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Epps. Hoover reaches second base with a double. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hoover moves to third. One out. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hoover scores. It's 5-3, Browns. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0-for-1 in the game. Metro strikes out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Orrell now pitching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Metro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Richards hits a fly ball into center field. Epp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Baker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Orrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orrell strikes out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hoover strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Clary hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Epps hits a line drive into center field. Metro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Clary moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Richards. Clary moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clary scores. McQuinn moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Browns. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0-for-2 in the game. Metro takes first base on ball 4. Rudy Yurk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yurk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Yurk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Browns. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Baker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Richards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ross moves to second. Red Borum pinch hits for Joe Orrell. Red Borum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borum strikes out. One out. Al Unser pinch hits for Joe Hoover. Al Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ross scores. Richards moves to second. It's 7-4, Browns. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Caster now pitching. Doc Kramer pinch hits for Charlie Metro. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.